How to introduce yourself in a memorable way. In today's fast-paced business world, first impressions can make or break opportunities. Whether you're networking at a conference, pitching to investors, or meeting a new team, your introduction sets the tone for all future interactions. The question is, how do you stand out in a sea of generic hellos and handshakes? This article dives deep into how to introduce yourself in a memorable way, offering proven strategies rooted in communication psychology, leadership principles, and real-world business scenarios. By the end, you'll have the tools to craft introductions that not only capture attention but also leave a lasting impact on your professional relationships. The power of a memorable introduction in business and leadership. A strong introduction isn't just polite chit-chat, it's a strategic communication tool that can accelerate your career. Studies from Harvard Business Review show that people form impressions within the first 7 seconds of meeting someone. In leadership roles, this means your introduction can establish authority, build trust, and spark curiosity right from the start. Imagine walking into a room full of potential clients or collaborators. Your words become your brand's first pitch. Memorable introductions go beyond stating your name and job title. They weave in elements of storytelling, authenticity, and relevance to create an emotional connection. In business networking, where connections are currency, mastering this skill can lead to partnerships, promotions, and mentorships. Leaders like Oprah Winfrey or Elon Musk didn't rise to fame with bland openers, they used introductions that revealed their passion and vision, making others eager to engage. But why does memorability matter? In a digital age of LinkedIn profiles and email signatures, personal interactions still hold unparalleled power. A memorable self-introduction differentiates you from the crowd, reinforces your personal brand, and opens doors to deeper conversations. It's not about being flashy, it's about being authentic and impactful. As we explore effective ways to introduce yourself, remember that the goal is to make the other person think, "I need to remember this person." Step 1, know your audience and context. Before uttering a single word, tailor your introduction to the room. In business settings, understanding your audience is key to relevance. Are you at a tech startup mixer or a corporate board meeting? A venture capitalist might appreciate a quick value proposition, while a creative agency head values personality and innovation. Start by researching the event or group. Use LinkedIn or event agendas to gauge interests. This preparation ensures your introduction resonates. For instance, if networking with sustainability experts, highlight your eco-friendly initiatives rather than generic achievements. This contextual awareness turns a standard intro into a targeted hook, boosting engagement and CEO worthiness in professional circles. Psychologically, people remember information that relates to their own experiences. By mirroring the audience's language and priorities, you activate their mirror neurons, fostering instant rapport. In leadership, this adaptability shows emotional intelligence, a trait valued in executives. Practice varying your intro, short for elevators, detailed for panels. The key is flexibility, ensuring every introduction feels custom-made. Step 2, craft a compelling personal narrative. Humans are wired for stories. Ditch the resume recitation, instead, share a mini-narrative that showcases your journey. A memorable introduction often follows the "who I am, what I do, why it matters" structure, infused with a unique twist. Begin with your name and role, then pivot to a story. For example, "Hi, I'm Alex from Innovatech. I started coding in my grandma's basement, turning childhood curiosity into apps that help small businesses thrive. What's your story?" This not only introduces you but invites reciprocity, deepening connections. In business communication, narratives build credibility. They humanize you, making abstract roles tangible. Leadership experts like Simon Sinek emphasize starting with why, your purpose. Tie your intro to a passion project or challenge overcome, like how a failure led to your breakthrough innovation. This vulnerability creates authenticity, a cornerstone of trust in professional relationships. To optimize for memorability, keep it concise, 30 to 60 seconds. Use vivid language, active verbs, sensory details to paint pictures. Avoid jargon unless audience-specific, clarity trumps complexity. Test your narrative on colleagues for feedback, refining until it flows naturally. Over time, this becomes your signature intro, adaptable yet consistent. Step 3, master body language and nonverbal cues. Words are only half the story, your body speaks volumes. In professional introductions, open posture, eye contact, and a firm handshake signal confidence and approachability. Slouching or avoiding gazes undermines even the best script. Research from UCLA indicates nonverbal cues account for 93% of communication impact. Stand tall, shoulders back, with a genuine smile. Mirror the other person's energy, subtly match their enthusiasm without mimicking. In virtual settings like Zoom, ensure good lighting and camera angle to convey presence. For leaders, body language reinforces authority. A steady gaze builds trust, while purposeful gestures emphasize points. Practice in front of a mirror or record yourself. Cultural nuances matter too. In global business, a bow might replace a handshake. Integrating these elements makes your introduction holistic and unforgettable. Step 4, incorporate a unique hook or humor. To truly stand out, add a hook, a surprising fact, question, or quip. Humor, when appropriate, disarms and endears. In business, light self-deprecation works wonders. I'm Sarah, the marketing whiz who once thought viral meant a cold. Unique hooks leverage curiosity. Share a quirky hobby tied to your work. As a finance expert, I find stock trends as thrilling as surfing waves, both require reading the currents. This blends personal and professional, sparking interest. Avoid controversy, aim for positivity. Psychologically, novelty activates the brain's reward centers, making you memorable. In leadership networking, hooks position you as innovative. Tailored to context, formal events need subtlety, casual ones allow playfulness. Rehearse to ensure timing lands perfectly, turning introductions into conversation starters. Step 5, practice, adapt, and follow up. Memorability requires rehearsal. Practice your intro daily, varying scenarios. Join Toastmasters or role play with peers to build confidence. Record sessions to critique delivery tone, pace, filler words. Adaptation is crucial, one size doesn't fit all. After introducing, listen actively and pivot based on responses. This dynamic approach shows leadership acumen. Follow up promptly, great meeting you, loved discussing AI ethics. Reference your intro to reinforce the connection. In business, consistent practice yields ROI. Track outcomes, did your intro lead to leads or collaborations? Refine accordingly. Over time, it becomes second nature, enhancing your personal brand across industries. Real-world examples from successful leaders. Look to icons for inspiration. Sheryl Sandberg introduces with empathy, often sharing leadership lessons from Lean In at events. She might say, "I'm Sheryl, and I've learned that the most successful networks are built on shared vulnerabilities." This resonates in female leadership circles. Richard Branson uses humor. "Hello, I'm Richard, adventurer, Virgin founder, and occasional balloon pilot." His quirks make him approachable yet authoritative. In business pitches, Elon Musk hooks with vision. "I'm Elon, working on sustainable energy because Mars needs electricity too." These examples illustrate tailored, story-driven intros. Emulate by infusing your personality. In sales or consulting, adapt their essence, authenticity wins. Common mistakes to avoid in self-introductions. Pitfalls abound. Overloading with details bores, keep it punchy. Name-dropping alienates and less relevant. Speaking too fast rushes impressions, aim for clear, measured pace. Avoid negativity, don't complain about your job. In multicultural settings, skip idioms. Forgetting to smile or engage eyes misses nonverbal opportunities. Post-intro, don't dominate, ask questions. By sidestepping these, your memorable introduction techniques shine. Self-awareness prevents faux pas, elevating your communication skills. Advanced tips for virtual and global introductions. In remote work, intros adapt to screens. Use virtual backgrounds sparingly, focus on voice modulation for energy. In global business, respect cultural norms. Germans value directness, Japanese subtlety. Incorporate tech, share a quick slide with your hook in presentations. For international teams, learn phrases in local languages. These nuances enhance cross-cultural leadership. Conclusion. Mastering how to introduce yourself memorably transforms interactions. From knowing your audience to weaving stories and minding body language, these strategies build lasting impressions. In leadership and business, it's your gateway to influence. Implement today, craft, practice, adapt. Your next introduction could launch a pivotal connection. Remember, in a world of noise, memorability is your edge.